This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah loves you so much, He made it sinful for someone to hurt you, and extremely rewarding for someone to make you happy. One day, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and told him about a woman who would fast during the day. And I want you to imagine in Medina, how in the middle of the desert and how hot it was, how there was no AC, no fans, and she would do extra voluntary fasts. And then he added, she would stand up for Qiyam to pray at night, to engage in extra prayers. And it takes so much energy and effort to stand up for night prayer, subhanAllah. He said, and she does so many extra good deeds. She even gives in charity. But then he said, O Messenger of Allah, she hurts those around her. She harms her neighbors with her tongue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded and said, there's no real good in her. She is among the people of the hellfire. And then the man continued, O Messenger of Allah, there's another woman who she just prays her obligatory prayers. She gives a little bit of food and charity, yet she doesn't harm anyone around her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she is among the people of paradise. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us how truly honored and valuable we are. It's an entire paradigm shift with how most of us view and understand Islam. It's not only just a set of physical rituals, but it's also how we deal with the creation, how we interact with one another. Allah loves you and I so much that the most beloved deed to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is making you happy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved people to Allah are those who are most beneficial to other people. And the most beloved deed to Allah is to make a Muslim happy, subhanAllah. Or to remove one of their troubles, or to forgive one of their debts, or to feed their hunger. SubhanAllah, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam then continued and he said, that I walk with my brother and my sister regarding a need is more beloved to me than I seclude myself in this masjid in Medina, meaning his masjid, for an entire month. Imagine, are any one of us able to go to Medina to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ and make i'tikaf for a month? No, but we all wish we could due to the great reward that we would get. But we can still get this great reward every single day by fulfilling the needs of others. The Prophet ﷺ, he then continues and he said, whoever swallows their anger, Allah will conceal their faults. And whoever suppresses their rage, even though he or she can fulfill their anger if they wished, then Allah will secure their feet and secure their heart on the day of resurrection. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever walks with his brother or sister regarding a need until it's secured for them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their footing firm across the bridge on the day of judgment when footings are shaken. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Isn't that amazing? There's another beautiful narration that, subhanAllah, puts things really into perspective.